Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field. That ball is hit well. It's to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league homer with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr., at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Rowe does over the middle.
There you go.
Joe McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7, patrolling center field like a safety should.
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side of the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by six more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Hurry blocked the shot, and Gretzky in 3-0. Los Angeles, Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Sarah Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Glad to have you on board. Home of the Buckeyes, of course, home of the Detroit Lions. We got Michigan on Nash Icon. A lot of things coming up. Of course, the Big Ten basketball tournament right around the corner. The 72-hour sales event continues here. Come on in and see the low-payment king today, Ralph Mahalik. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Great deals on Wranglers. Great time to take a look at those. Summertime coming up. Great looks at Rams as well. Great prices. $177, 24-month lease for the SLT Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Come up and see one of the great sales associates today. Showrooms jam-packed, a lot of activity. Come on up to the Superstore. I've got a pretty good show lined up here tonight. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about the weekend. I kind of came down, you know, I was talking to a couple of folks. They said, am I the only guy around that hasn't been sick? Sure enough that the Gold Digger and the banquet was held, of course, for the Hall of Fame induction on Saturday night, the Hockey Heritage Weekend. I thought it was great. I saw some photographs. They played in the old Gold Digger uniforms on Friday and Saturday night. But to make my broadcast in Canada on Saturday, I don't think I got out of bed till 3 o'clock. Felt better. Did the game. Made a shout-out call, of course, to Jim McCabe and Dave Falkenberg. I know Cody Inglis was there representing Bill Inglis and, of course, Billy Red Mitchell. Andy Mulligan, who maybe was more than anybody else instrumental in hockey in this town. Dan Savig, everybody else. They did a wonderful, wonderful job. Again, Hockey Heritage Weekend. I'm on the mend. Feel a lot better. And, again, glad to have you on board. Yeah, big weekend. Walleye continue to just roll on. They've won 11 straight on the home ice of the Huntington Center. Other sports news, of course, Michigan in basketball, they've won 5 straight. Ohio State's one of the top seeds going into the Big Ten tournament at Madison Square Garden in New York. Red Wings, a couple of big wins are hanging around. 3-1 over Carolina. 3-2 yesterday against the New York Rangers in overtime. Trevor Daley gets the winner there. Harvick, big weekend in Atlanta. He wins the NASCAR event. Justin Thomas wins the PGA event down at Palm Beach Gardens. So a lot of things going on. Hey, Jim, did you see a Tiger score? I know they were playing this afternoon.
Oh, you know what? Let me go look at that real quick because I had lost.
I think they were up 8-5, I want to say, in the seventh or eighth inning. Jim is working on that as well. But to line up the show at 5:15, speaking of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch. He has covered Buckeye sports for years. And also want to talk, he is their PGA writer as well. And I want to talk a little bit about the coverage over the weekend of Tiger Woods. Obviously, the television networks want him to get going in the right direction. His best finish after all these surgeries, all the other issues and things he's gone through, a 12th place finish for Tiger Woods. Did a lot of good things. Again, Rob Aller will touch on that as well. The Big Ten tournament, lot of things going on. Basketball talk at 5:15. 5:35, Sean Windsor of the Detroit Free Press will join us. He spent a lot of time in Lakeland last week with the Detroit Tigers and also covering sports up at Michigan State University. Like, he hasn't had a lot to write about all the things that are going on there up in East Lansing. So, again, Sean Windsor will join us at 5:35 tonight. Tomorrow night, NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan will, of course, join us at 5:15. Two races in the book for NASCAR. Wednesday night, trying to get a hold of Matt Crandall, of course. High school hockey down to the final two teams, St. Francis and St. John's. St. John's winning a 1-0 decision over Northview. So a lot of good things over the weekend. But again, the Big Ten basketball tournament right around the corner. Update on the Tigers, Jim, what do you got?
8-6, Tigers won earlier today over Baltimore, 8-6.
Thanks, Jimmy. 8-6 final. Tigers win today. Ron Gardenhire and a lot of young guys doing their best for this Detroit Tigers organization. Position battles, and it's going to be a very interesting year. I was telling somebody today, I'm actually looking forward to covering and watching the Tigers this year just because of the turnover. Same team, really, for the last 3 or 4 years. Couldn't get anything accomplished. I said on this show for a long time, of course, not a huge Brad Ausmus fan. I think Gardenhire will do a good job. I think it'll be interesting to watch the progress of this young team on a day-to-day basis. So that sets up the show. This show is always driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. 72-hour sales event continues. Back with Rob Aller after this timeout.
Toledo sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. We are still, to use a Dan Patrick term, efforting to get a hold of Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch, PGA golf writer, and, of course, covers the Ohio State Buckeyes, football and basketball. Ohio State, of course, coming off that big win over Indiana, double overtime. They get a bye in the first round. They will play the Ohio State Buckeyes, the winner between Northwestern and Penn State. I'm going to touch on Rob with that. Of course, the Buckeyes are 0-2 against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Michigan State University, who we're going to touch on with Sean Windsor at 5:35 tonight. They will play the winner of the Wisconsin-Maryland game. And, of course, Michigan then will play the winner of the Illinois-Iowa game. That game will be on Wednesday. So, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of talk, too, and I wanted to touch on this about the Fox television schedule for the Big Ten and the condensed scheduling now with the Big Ten. That's another, I don't want to say a money grab, because televised sports, really, that's what it's about, television dollars. And, again, a condensed schedule for a lot of these Big Ten basketball teams since the Fox schedule. Rob Aller joins us now, Columbus Dispatch columnist, does some golf, does a little bit of everything, basketball and football as well. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Mike, it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, listen, it's always great to hear your voice, and I'm going to put it in this order only because I read your tweet not too long ago. But I've been going golf first. First things first, I saw with the U.S. Open now, as you reported, it's going to go to a two-hole aggregate to get the tournament over on Sunday as opposed to playing 18 holes on Monday.
Mike, this is a tough one for me. I'm pretty much a traditionalist. I think does the U.S. Open need to be set apart? No. So, you know, the 18-hole playoff, while unique, and I kind of love it because it's a truer test, you know, it's almost now it's become the gimmick, the 18-hole thing. And that said, I still like it. I know the TV ratings on Mondays are terrible. I know that it's a real inconvenience. I know that the USGA really, really wants a Sunday finish, or to put it more accurately, I think Fox TV really, really, really wants a Sunday finish. But something, the taste just isn't right for me. I mean, there's just something a little off, and maybe it's this two-hole aggregate. You know, the British Open has its aggregate. I think it's four, and the PGA has three holes, I think. So they're trying to fit in there. You're a golfer. I'd love to know, you know, are you with me? Do you love it? Do you hate it?
I find it hard to believe that I agree with you on so many things. I like getting some guys on every now and then that I disagree with. But, You know, I don't care about the TV ratings. I don't work in the morning. My show goes on at 5 o'clock, or I'm broadcasting hockey games at night. So if you're telling me I could wake up on Monday morning and I'm the only viewer and I can watch 18 holes of championship golf to win the U.S. Open, I'm telling you what, I'm in that circle. You and I have talked about this in the past, about the British Open, and I'm loving Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday and getting up and having live golf. That's why I love the majors on the West Coast. Prime time on Sunday night, 8, 9 o'clock. I'm with you. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned it, and I want to get to Tiger in a moment, but I just was talking about Ohio State's basketball schedule. And they're going to get some time off. They need it. Fox Sports, again, really dictating the amount of games that teams are playing in a short amount of time. Schedule is heavy. Legs are getting tired. But, again, television and dollars dictating where, when, and how they're going to play.
That's exactly right. I know. Yeah, you're right about the Buckeyes. They were gassed at the end. Kata Bates-Diop, just rubbery legs, just was not making the shots he made before. This is going to be a huge help for the Buckeyes, having this week and this extra time to replenish. Of course, you know, it's rust, the old rust versus rest, right? Which is better, which is worse. I think in Ohio State's case, they'll take the rest. Thank you very much.
I'm starting to lean that way in some of the things that I've seen over the past years, too. I mean, Larry Robinson was a guy that, when I was with the Devils, coached the Devils, and, boy, he was such a believer. It became just a part of hockey that you'd do a morning skate. And Larry was a guy, once you got into January and February, stay away from the rink, get to the rink game night, and be ready to play. You've already played 15 preseason games. You're in your 60th game of the year. Get some rest. And I saw it last year in a Memorial Cup with Windsor sitting 44 days. And I'll tell you, they were a fresh club when they took on the Erie Otters, minus Connor McDavid, by the way. Got off track there a little bit, but you got unrested recovery. I'm in the rest side of the thing this time of the year anyways. Hey, what did you think about, I mean, Tiger had a good weekend. Again, Rob Aller joins us, Columbus Dispatch. He shoots even par. He finishes 12th. Yeah. The one thing I find a little amazing was, and I was all over the place on the weekend in two different countries, and every time I turned on the television or the golf channel or the network, you saw Tiger, and he wasn't vying for the lead. I'm not complaining about it because I'm curious, like everybody else, what he's going to do, but I am astounded at times of how much coverage he gets on golf coverage, either, you know, on the big channels or on the golf channel.
Yeah, you know, I was a Tiger. I guess I still am a Tiger fan to some degree just because of the amazing things he's done. And, you know, he played the game differently than everyone else. But I'm not in, and again, I think ratings, I think TV, I think it's being pushed by those who want to, you know, gain ratings. Has he performed better than I thought? Honestly, it's about what I thought. Maybe a little better, but, you know, he hasn't won it. I always point to this. Mike, you're a golf guy. You know that putting four rounds together is really different than putting three rounds together. A guy, Phil Mickelson, great example. Lefty is right there, but he still can't put those four rounds together. I think he's 47. He hasn't won since 2013. Oh, by the way, Tiger hasn't won since 2013. There's an amazing stat to me that Mickelson and Tiger are the same in terms of the last time they won it and what year it was. But, you know, I want Tiger to succeed because he is good for golf. I think the last time we talked, we were both of the mind that he will not win another major, and I was suspicious whether he'd win another tournament. I probably have to reel that back in a little bit in terms of the tournament and possibly the Masters, because guys can contend there, Freddie Couples, because they know the course so well. But I'm still have to see it to believe it a little bit. He needs to win a tournament or come down the stretch in contention for me to believe that he's really back.
No, I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening, and I'm with you at Augusta National, and I think it's going to be tough to win a tournament. The other side of this, too, is, you know, guys used to wilt down the stretch against him on Sunday afternoon. These young guys now don't care. I mean, they fire at the pin, they go, and bang. I mean, they had 5, 6, 7 guys in contention going into Sunday morning a lot of times. So, yeah, I was a little astounded by the coverage, not disappointed, because once I turned it on, you know, I followed his plight and excited playing golf yesterday again down in Florida. Big Ten basketball tournament as Rob Aller joins us, Columbus Dispatch. Buckeyes get a bye right off the bat. Northwestern plays Penn State. Buckeyes will get the winner of that. I guess the first thing that stands out, Buckeyes 0-2 against the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, it's a bad matchup, Mike. The Nittany Lions are very athletic at the guard position, which remains the weak spot for Ohio State. I know C.J. Jackson had a good game against Indiana, but if they're deficient, that's where Ohio State's deficient. You know, C.J. Jackson, probably a sixth man or off-the-bench guy on most really good teams, would be a standout in the MAC, I think. But, you know, he has his moments, but I don't think he is, you know, he's worn down, too, although he's looked good the last couple games. And you've got Andrew Dockich, who... It was very smart, son of Dan Dockett's former BG coach, I believe. You know, he's fun to watch. He's smart. He does the little things right, but, you know, Chris Holtman will tell you he's not much of an athlete. So they're limited there, and Penn State is really good there. It wasn't fluky that Penn State beat them twice. I guess you could say a 30-foot bank in at the buzzer is a little fluky, which is how the Nittany Lions beat Ohio State the first time. But, it's not a matchup Ohio State wants. So
no,
want the Wildcats to win.
No, I couldn't agree more. And what do you think about this neutral site situation at Madison Square Garden and another TV thing? I'm going to guess that I don't know if you get that much exposure from the New York market because it's being played there. What's the reason behind that, Rob Aller? And to be honest with you, I don't like it. Let's get the Big Ten tournament back to the Midwest here.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, it's money. It's footprint. Jim Delaney loves to use that word. We're extending and increasing our footprint. Well, you know, what, Rutgers? Come on. I mean, it's just ridiculous. There'll be very few people, I think. The place is going to sit a little empty. I mean, you've got to drive 900 miles from Iowa or, you know, it's just, it's crazy. Now, step back for one second. I will say this. If I'm a kid playing on those teams and I get to play in the garden, that'd be great. I mean, for the kids themselves, you know, we sometimes talk about us and fans and viewers, and that's all good, and I think that does factor in. If I'm a 20-year-old, 19-year-old, 18-year-old, and I get to play in the Madison Square Garden, that would be pretty cool. But I'm not so sure that trumps the idea of, you know, hey, it's cool to play in Chicago and Indy, too. So I'm opposed to it, and I just don't think it makes a lot of sense. Except for, again, the excitement level of the kids.
No, I get it because, I mean, even from a broadcasting standpoint, when I was with the Devils, I mean, you know, after 13 years in the minors and you go through that Lincoln Tunnel and walk into Madison Square Garden, you go, hi, everybody from Madison Square Garden in New York. Even as a broadcaster, you're kind of going, wow, that was pretty neat. So I get it. You know, I get it from the kid's standpoint wanting to play there. But to me, again, it just makes no sense in television dictating anything. Hey, I have a guy by the name of Sean Windsor on at 5:35 tonight. I don't know if you know Sean, but he's on about once every 5-6 months with me. He writes for the Free Press. He covers Michigan State. Another reason I'm bringing him on, I saw he did a couple of stories this week from Lakeland. I want to talk some Tigers just to warm things up. But for crying out loud, as a writer that covers Michigan State University, not a lot of things to search for to write about there on a daily basis.
Oh, my goodness. You name it. It's between Izzo and what was going on there and the gymnastic thing and Nasser and now with Miles Bridges. And, you know, that's one of those, when will it stop? And as a writer, there's a part of you that I hope it never stops because, you know, it keeps things interesting and, you know, it's news. So, it's a mixed bag when you're a writer. It'll never end, and yet you kind of don't want it to end.
Tell me a little bit about the Cavs. Anything going on there? I mean, LeBron's, you know, I got some issues with him every now and then, and it's not a big one, but when he comes out and says, hey, listen, I just show up and punch the time clock. I don't have anything to do with management or coaching changes or personnel. That rubs me a little bit wrong because I don't know if he's involved in that stuff now, but he certainly was for years. Great player, a little bit of a BSer in my mind when it comes to how much he's involved in things, but the Cavs seem to have fixed one of the hardest things to fix in sports, and that's a bad room.
I was just up there last night, Mike, and the Spurs took it to them mainly because the Cavs missed shots. They have some ridiculously good record when they make 10 three-pointers, at least 10, and then they're like 2-5 when they don't. And last night they didn't, and they lost to the Spurs. And the big story was Popovich, Greg Popovich, defending LeBron. He gets political, and he, you know, Pop likes to talk, and that was the big story coming out of there, is Laura Ingraham and on Fox, and he shouted her down. And, you know, I am a little bit, you know, more power to him if you're not afraid to speak out, but I can also see the people that, like, stick to sports. It's a very polarizing issue, and when it comes to LeBron, I'm with you a little bit. Like, I think the neat thing we need to remember about LeBron is this. He is a diva, and divas, they do diva stuff. And I think that's all you need to know. The guy is incredible. I think he's a good person. I think he does a lot of good things. But he's still a diva. So I'll just leave it at that.
You know, and I will too, but I got one rule. And listen, my parents owned a tavern in this town for a lot of years. My dad said one thing. No politics, no religion. We're trying to sell beer and sandwiches here. And they were in business for 35 years. And that was in the 70s when it wasn't as polarizing as it is now. But my true test on people that want to talk about politics now, we don't go there a lot in this show. I said, you better be able to name me the three branches of government or don't say a word. First thing you learn in civics class. That's my whole disclaimer right there. So if you can't name
me,
Don't go down this road with me. Hey, did I miss anything, Rob? Anything on Buckeyes football? Anything else going on in Columbus you can fill us in? Again, folks, I'm sure stuck in traffic around Toledo at 5 o'clock tonight, so you're not boring anybody.
No, I think it's pretty quiet with Buckeye football. I think if there were a couple of surprises, Greg Schiano is returning. I think, you know, you get a big pay bump. I don't expect him, no matter what he says, but he's happy here. I think if something opens up the right position down the road, as early as maybe next season, he'll jump at it. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. I've been on him before. I thought he would definitely be gone. I kind of bought into the whole thing as he would end up as an NFL assistant. But, hey, Criminelli, right? He went for the Tennessee job and didn't get it. So it's a little disingenuous to say that, you know, he won't look for jobs when he had that job and it blew up on him because of Penn State stuff. So him staying, that's a big coup for Urban Meyer, keeping his defensive coordinator. And then they lost Kerry Coons to the NFL. That's kind of a big loss. He was an energy guy. But they'll be fine. And they also kept Ryan Day, their quarterback's coach. This isn't really good news. It's just I think the impact needs to be impressed upon people. That's a big deal. They kept their QB coach they've got the new quarterbacks coming in. They know this guy. That transition will be good because they already do know him. And then they kept Chiano, all systems go, I think, for next season for the Buckeyes.
Good stuff, Rob. Thanks for coming on. Great hearing your voice. I will be reading, sir.
Always, Mike. Thanks.
Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch columnist, talking a little Buckeyes basketball, talked a little PGA golf, talked Buckeyes football, talked some Cavs. TAS Electronics update right around the corner. Drive Time, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. 72-hour sales event continues.
Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, a little Tom Petty for you. Glad to have you on board, everybody. Be careful out there. What's that big yellow thing in the sky, for crying out loud? Got a little sunshine. Just making its way into the showroom here at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. We're at the mothership. 72-hour sale continues, driven by the low-painted king, Ralph Mahalik. We went south about 150 miles. Rob Aller joined us, Columbus Dispatch. He covers the Buckeyes. He covers golf. We talk golf. We talk some Buckeyes. We talk some Cavaliers as well. Now, I'm not quite sure where this guy is. He sent me a text today. I know he was in Lakeland because I was reading some of his work down there covering the Tigers. I know he does a lot with the Michigan State Spartans. Does a lot of everything, really. I haven't talked to him, I don't think, in a long time. But Sean Windsor joins us, Detroit Free Press. Hello, Sean. How are you?
No, not too bad, Mike. How are you doing? Thanks for
good.
Having
you
me
have, on. Yeah, the more happy to have you on. Great to hear your voice. And last time we talked, I had to laugh. You're like everybody else. You said, well, they're going to get the roads fixed in Toledo. Here's a warning for you. It hasn't happened yet. There's construction everywhere. Again, Sean Windsor joins us, Free Press. First things first, you gave me the hook, line, and sinker here because, you know, at the time it was about 15 degrees and raining, and I was reading your stories from Lakeland. I've told this to a lot of people, Sean Windsor. I'm kind of intrigued this year to follow the Detroit Tigers. I know they're not going to win the World Series. And I mean, I guess really the last 3 or 4 years, a team that looked the same day in and day out. So, you know, I'm ready for the rebuild, and I think it'll be interesting to watch.
Well, I agree with you. Look, this is a year that sort of tests your baseball fandom, right? I mean, what kind of a fan are you? Because baseball is really different from football or basketball or even hockey in that way. The prospects in those sports, especially in basketball and football, they're in college. I mean, right? That's where we get to learn those names and those players. And by the time you get to the leagues, we kind of know them. It's not that like that for baseball. They're hanging out somewhere down south all summer, usually in Florida or maybe in North Carolina on little backfields and single A ball. And they're trying to figure out how to come up to the majors. And that's where the future of the Tigers are right now. They've got more prospects, at least more highly rated prospects than they've had in years, maybe ever. In fact, I sat in a room, Mike, a few days ago when I was still down in Lakeland with five of their top 10 prospects and kind of got to talking to some of those guys. The Tigers had never done that before, at least in my 12 years or so of going to spring training, because frankly, they've never had that many highly regarded prospects before. So that was just a different feel. The vibe's a lot more relaxed right there. Or down there right now, nobody's under any illusion that they're obviously, as you mentioned, a World Series team. I don't think Ron Gardenhire, the new manager, feels any pressure to win at all. His directive is more about building the foundation, instilling kind of a culture, and you know, fundamentals. He's changing some of that. So in any case, I think if you're a baseball sort of, I don't want to say purist, but if you're really a baseball person, I think you might have some fun trying to figure out who might be something down the road.
No, I am with you, and I am a baseball person. You know, my best friend growing up pitched in the Tigers organization. He and I play lawn toss every day of our lives as kids. And you know what? The Tigers will be on one of the TVs in my house all summer. It might be one in the garage. I might not sit there and watch 5-6 innings, but if I walk by it and it's a seventh inning, it's 3-3, I'm tuning in. It's kind of like, for me, a summertime soap opera that if you're a baseball fan, it's the rhythm of summer. And I certainly enjoy it. Hey, Sean Windsor joins us Free Press here on Drive Time, home of the Lions, by the way, home of the Buckeyes and the Michigan Wolverines. You mentioned Ron Gardenhire, and I think you mentioned something, you know, that's going to be a real part of this organization now is fundamentals. And I know it's an overused term, Sean Windsor, but playing the game the right way, and that's everybody's mass conjecture here. That's what Gardenhire brings.
Well, he does. He brings that along with, I think, he reminds me a little bit of Jim Leland in how he relates to players, and I think he understands human nature in a certain way, certainly baseball human nature. It's not that Brad Ausmus didn't. Just, you know, he was a little bit younger. He'd been a big league player, obviously, and he had a much more sort of reserved personality. He was very smart, but you know, he wasn't out in the clubhouse as much as Leland was, and I think as Gardenhire will be, and frankly already has a little bit. It's just, it's a different personality, and I think Gardenhire is different, though, from Leland in that he doesn't quite have that same chip on his shoulder a little bit. Jim could sometimes, you know, he was a minor league guy, right? He started off as a catcher, and he always wanted to prove himself, and that made him a great manager in some ways, but there's a interesting kind of mix of intensity with Gardenhire, but also he's just very comfortable with who he is, and he's a really good storyteller. I learned that in the week down, and last week down there. And I think that matters, you know, especially when you have a team that's going to lose a lot of games. Just, you know, as he told me, he said, look, I'm going to be out there talking to the guys. I'm talking about, asking them about their families and their lives. And obviously baseball is going to be the central focus, but you got to figure out a way to get through a 162 game season when, you know, you might only win 75 games, right? Or 70 games or who knows, 65 games. So I think Gardenhire is going to be a welcome addition this year.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad you came up with win totals because I have a buddy that lives in Las Vegas, and I'm going to have him run down to one of the casinos there when the Detroit Tigers baseball win total over under comes out this year, and I'm going to take the over just because of Gardenhire. I'm going to guess maybe it'll be 68 to 69, and I'm thinking 75 myself. Hey, listen, I hang around with a lot of writers in hockey. I've traveled with them for 35 years, and they're always looking for storylines. And Sean Windsor, I know you cover Michigan State Spartans sports. Certainly no lack of material or storylines as of late in the last 6 months that you've had to search for.
No, not at all. In fact, I got... I was supposed to be in Tampa a little bit longer, in Lakeland, excuse me, a little bit longer, and got sent up to Madison, Wisconsin over the weekend for Michigan State, Wisconsin, because of, you know, sort of in the, within the context of the FBI probe that Yahoo Sports broke and all of that. No, it's a really unusual season, for the basketball team. I think Tom Izzo, after they won yesterday and won the Big Ten outright title, he kind of alluded that he never experienced anything like it. You know, it's been difficult for a lot of those folks up there and for, you know, for good reason. But, I think that what they've struggled with, especially these kids on the team who haven't really done anything, is that we've conflated a few different things. There was the Larry Nassar tragedy, right? And what he did. And then ESPN had a report sort of talking about, did Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo handle a few sexual assault cases in a proper manner, and that kind of got conflated with Nassar, and now the FBI probe into agents giving families and players money on, you know, what, 20 some odd schools around the country, that in a way is also kind of conflated. So it's just the timing of this has been really, really difficult. And then in the middle of this, you have this team of freshmen and sophomores who had nothing to do with any of this, although Miles Bridges' mother, Cynthia Bridges, was named in the report, at least in a ledger of an agent, Christian Dawkins, was alleged to have given Cynthia Bridges $400 and paid a $70 meal or something. But in any case, it's been really interesting to watch these kids try to navigate, all of this mess.
You know, the Big Ten tournament is coming up. A couple of quick questions here, Sean, and I'll let you go. And, you know, I was looking at the Big Ten schedule today, the final 3-4 weeks in the regular season. And I touched on this earlier today, Sean Windsor, between the television contract now with Fox Sports. Boy, these teams are bagged. I mean, some of this scheduling, you know, rest and recovery and recuperation right now. That's why I like Ohio State's chances. Everybody talking about the Buckeyes being dead on their feet because of this schedule. They're going to get a bye along with the Big Ten champion Michigan State Spartans. And tell me about that going into the tournament and the other side of this. I mean, I get it. We just talked about it not long ago. You know, these kids going to play a basketball game at Madison Square Garden. I was thrilled as a broadcaster in the NHL to go in there and call a game. It was a thrill. Hi, everybody from Madison Square Garden in New York. I get all that. But for crying out loud, I don't think there's going to be anybody at the game. I mean, let's get this tournament back to the Midwest.
Well, that's where it belongs. I saw a quote from Jim Delaney, the Big Ten commissioner, even today, saying that, and he admits, by the way, I'm sure you've talked about that, he admits they made a mistake trying to condense the schedule in. It ran almost like an NBA schedule in some way. There were a couple of weeks where they were playing three games in a week. And that's, they're just not used to that, right? But even today, Delaney was talking about, that they still want to go back out east. Now they're not going to condense the schedule again, so they're not going to maybe go back to the Garden because it's occupied on the weekend the Big Ten tournament's normally played. But yeah, I'm with you. Indy or Chicago, I think, or, you know, just leave it at Indy. But, Chicago's not bad either in terms of a central location. But I understand why they did it in terms of exposure, and they just romanticized the East Coast. You know, they did obviously when they brought in Maryland and Rutgers. But, yeah, I'll be there later this week, Mike. I'm going, for Michigan and Michigan State to, write some columns. We'll see. I think both those teams are pretty good. And Michigan, I think is sneaky good. As you probably have seen them a little bit, especially when they played Ohio State. But we'll see. The top of the Big Ten is good. The top four teams are as talented as anybody. So we'll see what happens.
Great time of the year, Sean. And listen, shoot me a text if you have any time available there. I'd like to get your take once the tournament gets underway. If not, I totally understand. I appreciate you taking the time today. I'm a big fan. I read you almost on a daily basis. Loved your work from Lakeland, and appreciate you coming on.
Well, it's my pleasure, Mike. Anytime. Keep in touch.
That's Sean Windsor, Detroit Free Press, talking Big Ten basketball and Detroit Tigers and a few other things. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Back with more after this.
Quit banging your head on that steering wheel and turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Glad to have you on board. Another edition of Drive Time. 72-hour sales event continues right here at the Superstore, as always, driven by the low-painted king, Ralph Mahalik. Great deals on Wranglers that time of the year. Toledo built. Get up and see the low payment king today. Jam-packed showroom today. How about this? $188, 36-month lease for the 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4 four-wheel drive JK. The JL, $225 a month for 39 months. Popular car this time of the year, the Wrangler. Come up and see Jeremy Jennings today. He'll give you a great deal here at the Superstore. All right, I'd like to thank our guest tonight. First of all, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch, talked about Tiger Woods, too much television coverage for a guy that finishes 12th. Also talked Big Ten basketball tournament, a little bit of Cavs with Rob Aller. Sean Windsor talked Tigers. He was down in Lakeland for a couple of days. Now he's chasing around Michigan State University Spartan stories and catching those stories easy, breaking news out of there on almost a daily basis. He touched on the Big Ten tournament as well. That gets underway here later in the week. Buckeyes, a little rest and recovery. Just a couple of show notes. We're at Rockets Bookstore tomorrow night. Brendan Gaughan finished, was in sixth place for a while in the at Daytona, the 500. He's a good friend of the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. We're going to talk a little NASCAR tomorrow night. Then obviously we'll do something with the University of Toledo Rockets tomorrow night from Rockets Bookstore at about 5:35. Wednesday night, we're out of Sylvania, Tam, Shanner, of course, Markey at 5:30. Matt Crandall's going to join us at 6:15, I think, on Wednesday night. Of course, St. John's and St. Francis battling for the district crown in high school hockey. So those are some of the things we got lined up later in the week. So a lot of good things happening. Jimmy, what else is on the agenda coming up tonight or anything else you want to touch on?
Well, we got a couple of coaches' shows, as we usually do on a Monday. Chris Holtman show on the Buckeyes here at the top of the hour on 106.5 Ticket, the Bowling Green Coaches Show. That'll be a top of the hour from 100.7. Got some college basketball as well later on tonight, courtesy of our friends at West One. Big 12 battle, Texas at 6th-ranked Kansas, 8:45. Yes, 8:45 the coverage time here on 106.5 The Ticket, and then we'll have some Bowling Green basketball over on Talk Radio 100.7 coming up tomorrow. And then later in the week, of course, Michigan on 983, Buckeyes here or on 100.7, and a few others in the Big Ten tournament. So lots of fun stuff coming up.
No, indeed. I'm going to my NHL app right now, which I absolutely love, along with my OHL app, my ECHL app, my AHL app. But let's take a look right now on the trade tracker. Of course, trade deadline today in the National Hockey League. Let's see if the Red Wings have done anything. Ryan McDonagh goes to Tampa. That's huge for Tampa. And all of a sudden, something comes up on the screen here that says your NHL app has stopped. I'm guessing everybody in the world going to Trade Tracker right now. So I'm going to have some fun a little bit later here, taking a look at the NHL trade deadline, which was today. Good job, Jim. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll be at Rockets Bookstore tomorrow. Again, we're going to have Brendan Gaughan on at 5:15. NASCAR driver, his dad, I believe, owns the South Point Casino in Las Vegas. And then around 5:35, I'm going to get a hold of Steve Easton of the Rockets, see if we can get somebody on to talk Rockets basketball. MAC tournament coming up as well. That time of the year for basketball, hockey winding down. Red Wings with a couple of wins. Got themselves right back into the hunt. I think they're 5 points out now of that wild card berth. So a lot of things happening. Hockey, basketball, baseball underway. Jim told me the Tigers want to preseason game, exhibition game today, 8-6. I want to say Tigers might be on TV maybe Wednesday this week or Thursday. Philadelphia, I think, from Clearwater. A couple of innings of that will warm things up for you. All right, Rockets Bookstore tomorrow, Bancroft. Talk to you then. Good night, everybody.